The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to another episode of Intuition Academy. So I wanted to do this as a bit of a bonus episode this week. I don't know if it'll be a new series, but it's just a topic that I wanted to talk about immediately. I didn't really want to wait an entire week to record the episode, and so it felt inspired, we'll say. Felt inspired, it feels driven in a positive direction, in the direction of an energy that I'm wanting to create more of. So that's the reason why I'm recording this episode today. And it actually touches upon the topic itself, which is how to know when you're taking inspired action. This is something that I feel people in like the law of attraction community, in the manifestation community, ask this question a lot. Like, how do you know if it's inspired or if it's not inspired? Like, how do I know where it's coming from? I've heard this explained in a plethora of ways, but I want to give it in a way that I've never heard before. So let's think about inspired action. Like, what is inspired action? Inspired action, the way that a lot of people term it or mean, a lot of people mean that you're moving in the direction of what you want, right? That's what inspired action to so many people means. In my perspective, inspired action is literally every single action that you take. Like, every action that you take is inspired. It is inspired. Inspiration comes first, and then we take action afterwards. But the real question is, what frame of belief system, what frame of thought is inspiring the action? What we want is to be motivated to do something because we're moving in the direction of our desire, not because we're moving away from it. So your motivation and drive to do something is always inspired either by the belief that you can have what you want, or the belief that doing something will make you feel better about not believing you can have what you want. So in the latter, in the second situation, you don't believe you can have what you want, and you're motivated to take action because you think that taking action is going to make you feel better. You think that taking action is driving you towards what you desire, but what you're really doing is taking action outside of alignment. You're not taking action in a way that is moving you towards your desire. Your fixation of thought in that moment is on the opposite. So let's use a really good example, in my opinion, and that is money, because a lot of us in the manifestation law of attraction community get confused about this topic. A lot of people will say, well, they'll spend physical money that they do not have, and they'll say, well, if I believed that I had more than enough money, then I'd have no resistance to spending it. So I guess if I feel inspired to spend money, even if I don't have it, even if that means charging a credit card or spending this month's rent on something that feels good, then that's what I should be spending on. But hear me on this. The motivation or inspiration to spend money in these moments is because you think it is going to make you feel better. You think it is going to make you, you believe. You think it is going to make something happen. You think it is going to make you feel better for not having more. Your motivation is rooted in not having enough and thinking you need to do something like spend money in order to create more money. And again, a lot of us get mixed up about this because it's like, oh, well, spending the money feels good. And it's like, okay, but where did the motivation to spend the money come from? Were you standing in a place of feeling really good already? Or were you standing in a place of feeling kind of shitty because you don't have enough money and you want more money, but you don't know how you can get more money. So maybe if I go spend money on something that feels good to spend money on, that will create a positive ripple effect. Nope. This confuses a lot of people because they say, does that mean I'm never supposed to take action in order to create or earn money? No. What it means is that you will not be motivated by lack to create more. You won't be focusing on the fact that you don't have enough. You won't be focusing on the fact that you need to create more. You will be motivated because you believe that you can have more, because you believe more is accessible to me, to you. You will be inspired to earn because earning brings you joy. You will believe money is coming because there is more than enough money in the world. You will be inspired to desire what the money that is coming will buy you because you believe you have access to those items or that you will have access to those items soon. You will be inspired to wait in excited anticipation, knowing that you will buy what you desire from a place of abundance. Think about like when you buy a, or when you desire to buy something off of Amazon, right? Like you take the action because you know that by buying the item on Amazon, that means it will be delivered to you. There is knowing. You don't have to do anything other than purchase the item and then it will be delivered to you. After you purchase it, after you've planted the belief, there's no reason or motivation to go out into the world to like go chase down the mailman or the Amazon driver and be like, where the fuck is my package, bro? You just believe that it's going to be delivered. And that's enough. That's enough satisfaction. So as a reframe, instead of saying something like, what inspired action can I take? Or is this inspired action? Ask yourself the question, what is the action step that I am inspired to take right now, motivated by? Is it motivated? Are you motivated to take action because you already believe that you have access to what you want? Or are you taking it because you don't believe and you're hoping this will lead you to believing, or that it will lead you to feeling better about not having it? The mistake that a lot of people make when attempting to manifest is doing something in order to believe more in their desire. Their motivation to take action is because they don't believe and they think taking action will make them feel better. That is the huge mistake that so many people make about manifestation. They're like, but taking action makes me feel relief. And it's like, but the motivation, the original energy that's rippling out is one of, I have to do something in order to feel better. Not, I feel better already. I feel good already. And now I'm taking action because of that. When you truly believe something, you are not taking action in order to gain access to your desire. You are taking action because you already know you have access to your desire. It's a subtle difference, but it's a difference that makes seriously all, it matters. It's such a significant difference. Even though it's subtle, it makes the difference. It makes a huge difference in the long run. Like when you wake up in the morning and desire a cup of coffee, you take action believing that you have access to that coffee. Contemplate for a second what you would do if you woke up wanting coffee, but thinking you could not have it. That's probably difficult to even visualize because for most of us, it's such an easy belief that it's hard to imagine not believing it, right? The energy stream is so strong there. But the mind would most likely take you either on a wild goose chase that isn't leading you towards it, or you'd spend your day moping around because you want what you can't have. But either way, you wouldn't be satisfied. You're moving in the direction of dissatisfaction rather than already feeling satisfied. It's like believing, like waking up in the morning. I don't know about any of you, but sometimes I feel satisfied as I'm going to sleep. Like I get excited because I love coffee so much. I'll get excited as I'm going to sleep because I know when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. You know, I don't like lay down in bed at night thinking like, oh God, tomorrow I'm going to have to figure out how to have a cup of coffee again. You know, like I go to bed absolutely knowing that that's what's going to happen unequivocally. And so all of my action steps take me in the direction of having a cup of coffee. When you are acting from a state of belief, when you are taking inspired action, you are not deterred from your belief because of circumstances. Here's an example from my own life. When I originally desired to move to Bali, I wasn't deterred from believing that it would happen because the money wasn't in my bank account yet, or because my partner wasn't sure if he wanted to go. I wasn't waiting for the money to show up, and I wasn't waiting for my boyfriend to get on board to believe that it was going to happen. I didn't need the plane ticket to be purchased in order to believe it. I wanted to buy the plane ticket in a state of joy. I wanted it to be from a place of pure belief. And that didn't mean rushing into anything. That didn't mean, you know, having to force the money to find its way into my account or do things in order to make more money. It just felt inevitable to me. It was like I made the decision, I chose to believe, and I just acted as if it was already done, as if the plane ticket was already bought, as if the money was already in my account. It's like the money's already in my account, and I just am waiting for the good feeling thought to buy the plane ticket because it feels exciting and fun to buy the plane ticket. I acted as if it were inevitable, and I really believed that it was. I talked about it as if it were done. I sold my car because I believed. I went to all of my favorite spots in Washington to say goodbye because I knew I was leaving. When my ex-boyfriend was apartment hunting before I had bought the plane ticket, I knew that this would be his apartment and I wouldn't be living there. And so I wasn't really concerned with the apartment hunt. I was just there to support him. I took all of this action in a state of already knowing it was done. And I was motivated to do these things because it was done, not to make myself feel like they were done. I wasn't doing any of this as motivation to solidify my belief. I did it all because I believed. It's like, think of the action that you would take after you buy a plane ticket to fly somewhere for vacation. You know, you don't have to fabricate situations or action in order to believe that you bought the ticket. Like, you just do things afterwards because that's what happens after you buy a plane ticket. You know what I mean? You don't have to pretend to drive to the airport. You don't have to pretend to check in at the airport. You don't have to pretend to buy a plane ticket. You just believe that it's already done and you take action as if it is. You take action as if the buying of the plane ticket is inevitable. Even though it's not done right now, it will be. You will be buying the plane ticket. You know that with certainty. And so what's all the stuff that I can do right now that's not going to put me in harm's way, right? Like, I'm not going to buy the plane ticket until the money shows up. But the money is going to show up, and so is the plane ticket. I know that with certainty. So what are all the things that I do now to prepare myself for that? I didn't do any of these action steps when I was attempting to manifest coming to Bali. I didn't do any of these things to make myself feel better or to make myself believe. I already believed when I did all of these things. I already felt like I had bought the plane ticket. And this is what I was doing to get all of my ducks in a row before moving. If I didn't believe that I would make it to Bali, I probably wouldn't have sold my car. I would have most likely signed a new lease, or I would have been searching for apartments like they were mine, because the lease on the house that we were living in was coming to an end. I wouldn't have talked to my boyfriend about it. Like, if I really didn't believe it was going to happen, why would I talk to my boyfriend about it happening? And, but everything I did was motivated by my belief. And I was never moving in the direction of just consoling my lack of belief. Does that make sense? Because again, it's like this subtle difference. And the difference would be like, what would you do if it were already done? If you knew that in a week you were buying the plane ticket, if in a week you knew the money was going to hit your account, if in a week you knew this, like, what would you be doing to prepare yourself? Would you be thinking about it? Would you be trying to, like, figure out the way that you were going to get the money in your account? Like, no, you already know that the money is going to be in your account. It's not acting delusionally and, like, pretending like it's already there and so going and spending a bunch of money. No, it's knowing that the money is going to hit your account, so you have access to it in a week, right? You can spend the money in a week. And so what would you do from now until then? You probably wouldn't think about it. If anything, you would be like anticipating the money coming into your account, or you'd be thinking about like, once that money hits my account, like, what am I going to want to buy with it? You know? And you would be thinking about, you'd be letting yourself desire things that the money would buy, right? So when you believe in abundance, there is patience. When you believe in your desire, there is patience, because you know it's inevitable. Infinite patience creates immediate results. That is one of my all-time favorite quotes from A Course in Miracles. Infinite patience creates immediate results. And my interpretation of this is patience means that you believe. And when you believe, you are already feeling as if you have it, or you are anticipating, you know it's coming. And in that moment, you are satisfied whether the manifestation is here or not, because you know it's coming. So the action you are inspired towards is coming from that place of already feeling satisfied, because you already know and you already believe that you have access to it, that it's coming. Think of how satisfying it is to order something you really want from Amazon or Etsy or something, or to buy a plane ticket for a vacation, or to order dinner that's going to be delivered to your house. It is satisfying just to make the purchase, just to, like, you know, you wouldn't go and order the thing if you didn't have access to it, right? The step alone of filling out, like being able to, in a state of belief, right? In a state of belief, going and looking at your Wingstop, getting all fucking excited because you know that your double fried, like, lemon pepper wings are going to be delivered in less than an hour. Like, you get all excited because you're in a place of believing, right? Satisfaction comes before you receive it. Satisfaction comes from just knowing it's coming, knowing it's on its way, from placing your order, that satisfaction, because you're in the stream of complete belief and now in anticipation. That is happening. You know that a physical manifestation is going to come when you are in anticipation. Anticipation is like the biggest green light. When you can not fabricated anticipation, like trying to force yourself to feel anticipation, but like literally really feeling anticipation. The difference between I just ordered and I'm sitting and I'm watching the driver driving towards my house, that's anticipation, right? When you order two-day delivery on Amazon and you know it's Thursday and that means that your delivery is coming today, you're in anticipation. That's the feeling that you get moments before the manifestation comes for something that you're consciously trying to create, you know, not something that just like magically pops into existence. So living in flow means only taking action when it is pointing in the direction of your desire, which means the energy that you're emitting while you're taking action was motivated by belief. Am I taking this action because I believe so much in my desire that I am motivated because of my desire, because I believe? Or am I motivated to take action because I don't believe and I think doing this will make me feel better about that? Or I have to do something in order to make it happen, which is always rooted in not believing. That's always rooted in not believing. Doing because you believe means you already feel like you have access to what you desire in the moment, which is just as satisfying as the physical manifestation. You are motivated to take action because you believe, and so your action will take you exactly where you are desiring to go. It is law. I am taking action because I already feel good. I already feel satisfied. I already feel relief. We're not taking action in the hopes that the action step will lead to satisfaction or will make us feel better or that it will give us access to what we want. Action based in the hope that it will give us access to what we want is rooted in not believing that we have access to it right now. And so all we can do is create more not having access to it. In cases where you are having trouble believing or having trouble feeling good about moving in the direction of your desire, that just means do nothing. Like, literally don't do a single thing until you can think and feel good-feeling, belief-ridden thoughts about your desire. Unless it is absolutely crucial for you to take action. You know, like if it's crucial, like you have to pay your water bill, otherwise the town's going to turn your water off, of course, pay your water bill. But now, between now and the next water bill, work on feeling better about the topic of your water bill, about believing that it's going to be paid and that when you pay it, you're going to have more than enough left over. No more thinking thoughts about how the water company is stealing your money, or about how you're not going to have enough, or how maybe they're going to turn the water off if I can't pay it this month. No more thinking about those things. You want to have practiced good feeling thought in the direction of your desire before you start taking action towards it. This means practice feeling good about what you want, and practice feeling good when you think about it. And from that place of already feeling good about it, see what you're inspired to do. I see people make this mistake when it comes to money a lot. Like they have really, really balled up negative thoughts and they feel generally very negative about money. Like they'll think that rich people are stealing all their money. They'll think that they're never going to be able to buy a house. They're not going to be able to pay rent this month. The grocery bills are going up sky high. I'm never going to be free. You know, I never have enough money. They have these horrible negative spiraling thoughts about money. But then they want to do what I had suggested earlier and purchase something because it makes them feel better. But they're rooted in a belief system that says that money is bad. They don't feel good about money in general. Until you can feel generally good about the topic of money, you're not going to be able to spend and receive in abundance. It's just not going to happen. You're always going to be recreating the reality that's going on in your mind, that's at the vibration of what you believe money is already. Until you can change the way you think about money as a whole, you're not going to be able to manifest abundance. Your inspired action will always be rooted in not having enough. Even if it feels good to take an action step, even if it feels good to buy something, you're still going to be taking action rooted in not having enough. Until you can reshape and feel good while thinking about the topic of money, then everything about that topic will start shifting. Every action step that you take in relation to money will start changing. Here's a really, really simple explanation of this process, taking action because you believe rather than because you don't believe. And this is one that I think everyone will be able to understand. I had said this before, but I want to talk about it again. When you wake up in the morning, you are inspired by your caffeine addiction to have a cup of coffee. You believe so much that that cup of coffee is accessible to you, that you have absolutely no resistance at all to being inspired towards it. And 5 minutes later, you have what you were asking for. That's how easy that manifestation is. There is rarely a circumstance that sways us from believing that coffee is accessible to us when we want it. Even if you were forgetful last grocery trip and forgot to buy coffee grounds, so you wake up and realize you don't have any in the house, you would just go to Starbucks, or you'd have it delivered to your house, or you'd stop at the gas station, or you'd go through the McDonald's drive-thru, or you'd just wait until you got to work because there's always some in the break room. You know that regardless of your circumstances, that you are going to have it, so you are solution focused, and that makes it inevitable. That makes it inevitable. Here is an example on the opposite end of the spectrum. This is what taking action because you don't believe feels like or looks like, and taking action. Let me rephrase that. Here's an example of taking action because you don't believe, and so you do something hoping it will make you feel better about that. This again, I think, will be relatable to a lot of people, and I am apologetic if this is triggering because we've all been guilty of doing this one time or another in our lives. Okay, you desire for your romantic partner to do something for you, like support you on a day when you feel really sad. Deep down, you do not believe that they will do this for you, and that makes you feel even worse. The truth is, the real thing, the real desire, is just to feel supported, is to feel relief about your sadness. But since you do not believe your partner will give you that relief, you then blame them for the way you feel, which results in your sadness becoming even greater, maybe even developing into anger, and down the emotional scale you continue to go. Now you're focused on the thing that made you sad, how your partner is a bad significant other, how you're a victim because they should have done something differently, and down and down and down and down you spiral. So what would be the remedy here? So the remedy would be to desire relief and to know that you have access to relief and that you could have it by just focusing on relief in any way that you could in that moment. And you wouldn't let your partner's behavior or lack of showing up in the way you desire for them to deter you from believing that you could feel relief, that you could feel what you want to feel. When the money isn't there, are you allowing that circumstance to deter you from the belief that more is coming? That there is more than enough money to go around in the world? When you hear another person talking about the housing market and how bad the housing market is, do you let that deter you from believing you can own a house? When someone criticizes you for your desires to have a successful business, do you let that person's behavior and actions and words deter you from believing that your business is or will be successful? This is like one of my absolute all-time favorite examples of manifestation. Stephen King, I could potentially be butchering this story, but this is like paraphrasing, maybe I get a couple details wrong, but Stephen King was rejected by dozens of publishers. Stephen fucking King was rejected by dozens of publishers before his first book was published. In fact, he taped each of those rejection letters on his walls to prove to himself that he would not allow their rejection to deter him from believing that he would be a published author. And now, look at him. He is literally one of the most successful published authors in the entire world. World renowned. Everybody knows who Stephen King is because that was the power of his belief. And just because he published one book did not mean that that stopped his belief in the next book and the next book and the next book. His belief probably just developed and continued escalating past that point. He believed it so strongly that eventually everybody else had to believe it too. So what is it that you truly desire? Because that's the most important question you have to ask yourself. Like, what is it that you really want? Because a lot of times we get a little bit mixed up in what the real desire is, like the example of wanting your partner to show up and to give you relief or to give you appreciation. Yes, that is a desire. I'm not saying like don't desire that. But in the moment when you're desiring for them to support you, there are two desires that are occurring in that moment. You have a desire for your partner to show up and support you. That's an overall desire, right? I desire to be with a partner who can support me when I have a bad day. The other desire that's more general is I desire that support because, like right now, I desire that support because I want to feel relief. I want to feel better. I don't want to feel sad anymore. And what your mind does in that moment is it says the only way I can feel better is if I get this desire right now. But this is a twofold sort of situation. One, you have to be able to believe unequivocally that you can feel relief whether your partner shows you love or not. And also believing that your desire for a partner who does show up and support you is also not deterred by this partner giving it to you or not. Does that make sense? Like, a lot of people think, and I know it's difficult for a lot of people also, but say that you've been in this relationship, this person has never been able to show up and support you the way that you want them to. And so at some point you just decide, okay, I just need to stop desiring that. Like, it's an empty desire. But living in alignment means always allowing yourself to want what you want. And sometimes that means exiting a relationship, like believing in your desire so much that you leave that person, that you end that relationship to then find somebody who will fulfill your desire. It is a messy and a lot of times a sort of action plan that people want to avoid, which is understandable. But that's why it's like a twofold desire. In the moment when you're like, I had a bad day, I really want my partner to support me. The thing you're really wanting in that moment is to feel relief, which you can give yourself, which you can call a friend and they can give you, which you can do something to make yourself feel better instead of using your partner as the excuse for why you can't have the thing that you want. Let yourself have access to the thing that you want in that moment, but also don't let the lack of that person's support deter you from wanting that support. It's again, it's like if I believed that it was inevitable, I was eventually going to have somebody who was going to give me that support. The support that I give myself right now would be enough because I know that I can give it to myself and then I'm going to be motivated to find a person who will do the same thing for me. You're energetically vibrating at the same frequency as that person out in the world is vibrating at. And who knows, maybe when you allow yourself to give yourself relief without depending on another human being, and there are waves of consistency and inconsistencies to give you the thing that's going to make you feel better. Maybe they're able to give you relief in that moment because that's just the space and the place that you're already at. So it's important to pinpoint in all of these situations, like, what is it that I really desire? Because even with money, right, we are allowed to desire money, the money will get there. But why do I desire the money? What is the money going to make me feel like? Well, the money's going to make me feel safe. The money's going to make me feel like I can be free, like I can do the things that I want to do. It's like, okay, then the thing that you desire in the moment when you think you need more money is actually to feel free. It's actually to feel safe. It's actually to feel those things. Am I going to let the physical manifestation right now, the less than ideal amount of money in my bank account, am I going to let that deter me from believing that more is coming? If I believed more was coming, I would let myself feel relief now. I would let myself feel safe now. And I would rest in peace knowing that more is coming. And yes, that may also make me feel safe, but I can feel safe now even when it's not there. And getting into an aligned place of feeling safe, of feeling stable, of feeling like free in the ways that you are free right now, puts you in an energetic way to receive money in an energetically aligned way, rather than trying to force yourself to earn money or force yourself to do more work to earn more money, because all of that is action taken in not believing there's enough. And so that's just going to keep reiterating that aspect of the story to you. So, what is it that you truly desire? And after that, what is your action motivated surrounding that desire? What is your action? Why am I having a difficulty time? Hold on. What is motivating you to take action? Is it like the lack? Let me ask this again. Why is this feeling confusing in my brain? What is the thing that's motivating you? Ask yourself, am I doing this because I believe or because I don't believe? And I think I have to do something in order to believe or to gain access to what I want. Again, I know that there is like, it's just like the tiniest bit of difference between these two things, but it really is the difference between continuing to believe that you can't have something versus believing that you can. I would highly suggest not taking action unless you are very much in a believing state of mind. When you're in a believing state of mind, you are going to skyrocket towards manifestation. Everything before that should just be about allowing yourself to get into a better feeling place emotionally and within your thought, not in taking physical action, but in your belief systems, in your thought processes, the way you're talking about money, the way that you are talking about the thing that you really want. The way that you're talking about your significant other, you know, like don't take action until you are happy with the way that you're thinking about those topics. Until you're happy about the way that you're thinking, until you're happy about the mindset on that topic, your action is not going to take you in the direction that you want to go in. And again, if it's detrimental and you absolutely have to take action, then do it, but don't let that action step deter you from believing that you can do something different next time. You know, like if you still feel all balled up about paying your rent, then just pay your rent while feeling all balled up. You just have to do it. You have to, because we have to pay our rent, right? But now you have an entire month to work on the way you feel about your rent, the way you feel about rent as a whole, the way you feel about money as a whole, the way you feel about spending money, earning money, the way you feel like money works in the world, the way that you feel like rent is. Like, stop talking poorly about landlords. It doesn't matter if you believe they're shitty or not. Have a positive thought about landlords. There are good landlords out in the world who don't overcharge for their rentals, who aren't just in it for the extra money, who maybe deserve that extra money. There are people in the world who deserve the extra money coming from those rentals. Like, focus your attention on the things that feel good about that subject and see how that changes the way that you are motivated to earn money and to spend money in this situation of paying rent. And everything just becomes like this practice ground of practicing your pattern of thought, getting yourself into a good feeling place about what you desire, and your belief in that desire's unfoldment, and see the way that your motivation and that your inspiration to act changes. Because I guarantee it will be very different from the way that you would be inspired if you weren't believing. And the beautiful thing about that also is that when you're believing, you feel good. You feel good. You don't feel bad. You're not focusing on the fact that it hasn't happened yet. You're focusing on the fact that you really believe that it's coming. It's like the Amazon package that's going to be delivered, and you're like, I'm so excited for Thursday because my Amazon package is being delivered today. Like, and you're not fabricating that feeling, you know? You don't have to fake it. We're not faking these feelings. The universe hears what you actually feel, not what you're faking. So check in with yourself. How does it feel when I think about these topics? Do I believe myself right now? Do I believe that I actually feel good about this topic? Don't lie to yourself. Be brutally honest about the way that you feel. And then slowly but surely, just try to move yourself in a better feeling place. And if you feel like you can't even do that, don't think about it. Get yourself into a good feeling place in general on a topic that's easy to feel good about, and then bridge the gap. Bridge the gap. Get into a very good feeling place about something else entirely on a totally different subject and just feel good because you're thinking about that or because you're doing something that feels fun just for fun's sake. And then try revisiting those topics and see if you can reach for better feeling thoughts from that place. This is like the work, right? This is the work. Until we can fix our thoughts, we're not going to be inspired in the direction that we want to go in. So just check your thoughts, check your motivation. All right. I hope that you all found this helpful. And if you have any questions for me, I recorded this for myself just as much as I recorded it for all of you, by the way, which was like mostly my motivation in recording this because I desire to be able to listen to this as a reminder to check in with myself about these questions. And so if you have any questions or want clarification, just send me a DM on Instagram or email me. I put everything in my show notes. If you're interested in working with me, these are the type of things that we're going to be working through, like specifically talking about the things that you're taking action on, the things that you desire, being able to really clarify what it is that you want and what you're moving towards, and being able to sort of work through any resistances that you have coming up until you eventually find yourself standing smack dab in the middle of your manifestation. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys in a few days. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.